Episode 347 of the 8-Bit Geek. Listen, we've got this stuff down. If this is your first time, well, it is. It's, you know, sometimes it's ours as well. After 347 episodes, you would think that we'd be professional by now, but we're not. They say it takes 10,000 hours. Malcolm Gladwell says that anyways, in order for you to become a professional at what you're doing. So technically, given the extra episodes, we're about 500 hours in, right? I wouldn't even say, maybe 450, 435, 435 episodes in. And so that means 435 hours in. So we're almost there. We're almost there. I'm Jeremy.
10,000 hours?
Yeah.
Who has the fucking time?
People who are professionals.
That's just to become a professional.
That's to become a master of your craft.
That's too long.
That's a long time. But at the same time, I mean, that's how you get that money. That's how you get all those riches.
I don't know if that's true, man.
I would hope that
Steven Spielberg has not spent 10,000 hours directing movies.
Do you think?
Probably working on movies, yeah, though.
So let's do the math. Somebody get a calculator.
Doing cocaine.
Out.
It's 416 days.
Let's just say every shoot is about 3 months long, right?
Okay.
And so how many hours is in 3 months? Let's just say 12 hours a day. 6 days a week. So what do you got?
Yeah, I have no idea how to even look this up.
So let's say, okay, so 12 hours. So we're going to start with...
Get your notepad out.
Real quick. We're going to start with 12 hours a day times 6 days a week. That's 72 hours in a work week, right?
That's 3,000 hours in a year. If you work every, like, six days constantly for a year.
Well, hold on. Now we can take that information, times it by how many movies that he's directed by 3 months each film, and that'll give us an average of how many hours he's worked on.
Direct during those 12 hours. Dude, they switch scenes and they spend all this time setting stuff up, and he just sits there and waits till they're done and they're ready.
I'm sure he's doing something like answering an email. That still goes towards it. Kevin, get back here. You're a part of this conversation.
You guys just started dropping numbers and stats, and I was like, nah, I'm out.
Math makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, man. I didn't go to high school for 7 years to have to hear more math.
I don't know why that took so long to hit.
Joke grenade. All right, I'll take it. I'm Kevin.
7 years.
Why is calculus? Chuffy wants to know, why is calculus being done before everyone is introduced?
Right?
What kind of pop quiz bullshit?
Pop quiz hot shot.
Oh, man. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, man. I do have, I've been holding on to something, and I will announce it real quick on the show. Because it is kind of big news, and I haven't talked about it publicly. This Wednesday, I will be going in for another surgery for my heart issues. But it's not as serious. Well, I mean, it is kind of serious, but it's not as... The surgery is easier than what was done before. Last time I had a surgery over a year ago, I had a pacemaker put in. And that was because of the fact that my heart was stopping. And so it now prevents it from stopping. But there was another issue that came up, and it's been bothering me since pretty much when I got the pacemaker put in is that I have a fibrillation happening inside my heart, and essentially what that means is that there's extra signals being sent to my heart, and it's making it beat faster and off pace, and it's like, you know, it's kind of a normal heart will be like tun 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 tun. My rhythm is tun 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 tun.
When you were starting off, you're like normal heartbeats, da-da. And I was ready to go da-da, da-da, da-da. I was like, yeah. I was like, I it's like you've got Ozzy all up in your heart.
I'm having that done on Wednesday of this week. It's a 2-hour surgery. They're going to go up through the groin. They're going to go up and they're going to freeze and or burn the muscle around the area that's causing the extra signal. And hopefully that completely fixes it. And then I'm back to normal. But today I had a CT scan done, which they 3D mapped my veins and my arteries to see how they're going to go up and take care of it. It was a very interesting process. First of all, they could not find a vein in my arm, so I got stabbed 4 times before they found one. Once in the right arm, once in the hand, and twice in the left arm. So that was fun.
Sucks, dude.
But the fun part was they put this dye in you, and in order to map you correctly, and they tell you that you're gonna feel warm, and you're gonna feel warm in your prostate area. And I said, okay. And then it goes in. They're like, all right, here it comes. And it goes in, and you're like, shit, I just wet my pants.
Oh, no.
Literally, that's what it feels like. And it's such a strange feeling. But thankfully, it didn't last very long. But, yeah, that whole process. And the funny thing is that they still put your information on a DVD instead of a flash drive. And they're like, take this DVD with you to the hospital when you have your surgery, because this is what your doctor's going to need. And I'm like, have we not figured out how to email this yet? Like, how much data is on here? And so it can't be more than 200 megabytes.
Yeah, right.
But it's just fascinating how behind stuff like that is. I mean, even the government, though, was still using floppy drives for its nuclear launch codes and its system until this year. They finally switched it out, but they were still using floppy disks. So, real crazy.
There's equipment that we use on campus, even though some of it's newer stuff, it's still Windows Vista as the backbone.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's a 15-year-old like OS. What the fuck?
It wasn't even a good one either.
No, right?
It's a really bad one.
But that's what was available when this like device was created, and now it's gone through upgrades and changes over the years. But the base programming still runs off Vista, and they haven't fucking changed that. It's just like Jesus.
Yeah, Chad Fu says it has more to do with HIPAA and electronic transmissions not being allowed. Sure,
I guess.
For emails that makes sense, but for a flash drive, the flash drive, and that's no different. Now you could argue, obviously, a flash drive is more expensive than a
disposable DVD.
Yeah, a stack of DVDs. Mm-hmm.
Also, my information gets linked over to with all these systems that these people have. All of my tests and everything go digitally to my regular doctor, and they have that on file and. It gets sent digitally, and I'm sure it's through a secured network that's encrypted. But still, the same thing, you know, with this. Why not use an encrypted network?
Encrypted?
So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers. That's why I'm asking everyone else.
No.
Bladeside, by the way, came in with a subscription for 5 months. Thank you, Bladeside.
Thank you, Bladeside.
He says it can also have to do with archiving. Blades did. Blades came in and said,
"Yeah,
it can also do with archiving." But
it is completely screwed. the healthcare system. They told me the cost of the surgery, and $53,000 to do a 2-hour procedure. It is insane. Insane. Now, thankfully, most of my insurance will pay for, you know, most of it. There's, you know, so, but still, at the same, my insurance, I have great insurance through work. So insurance pays 80% or 90%, they paid 90% of the bill. So I'm only left with 10% or 10%, but that's still
$5,000.
Still $5,000. Still fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But, and then like the tests and stuff today I had to pay for, and I go in tomorrow for the pre-op and all that good stuff. But anyways, this will fix my issue fully. And then I can finally work out. I can finally walk upstairs without getting tired. I can finally, you know, actually do the stuff I'm supposed to be doing.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Will you be funny again?
God damn. Doug, hip hop horn.
Hold on. I'll answer this. That will require another surgery, and that's to remove Doug off of my ass. So.
But he's so attached.
I'm just kidding. We recorded Saga. I've been editing it today and yesterday, and Jesus fucking Christ. You and Caleb. I got to the part where you two yell at the table for 10 minutes.
Don't come here and step on my scene.
The back was fucking hilarious. But
I can't wait for people to listen to it.
Yeah.
But if you like what you hear and you think we're interesting, then I please go to our website. It's www.the8bitgeek.com. Then you can subscribe to us because we have links to all the audio places we are, like iTunes and Spotify and all that good stuff. You can also hit us up on the Discord. The link is there for that, and you can chat with us over there. And then we also have a Patreon that you can join, and you can for as little as $5 a month, you can get a whole bunch of extra content. We do the daily show over there, and we'll be having that all the way through. You know, even on Christmas Day, you'll get one. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm opening gifts, and what's the best gift of all? Fucking the diner, man. So for $5 a month, you can do that. And it helps us out a lot because we put it into a bank account, and then it gets shared out throughout the year between different shows. And we do different stuff with it, like we hold contests and we travel with it to get together and do a yearly con and try to promote our name at those. So it really does help. And we do appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody who puts in on that. So thank you so much. Next week we'll read off names. We don't have it ready this week, so we'll do it next week. So, okay. Before we get into the news, we like to have some fun. And with that, we started a new segment that we don't have a name for. So if any of our listeners would like to contribute to the show, you can come up with a name. We're taking reviews from the internet, mostly from Amazon, because, man, that's where people like to buy stuff. And we read them back in funny voices because these things are hilarious. I find new ones every week. It is a treasure trove out there. I don't have to do much work for it. It's great. I love it. And in a segment we like to call Amazon Reviews for You. Bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum. Doug?
I'm going to bring in a guest for this one.
Oh, okay. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
What's up, fellas?
Oh! Holy shit, it's Sean!
Guess who it is up in the house?
It's me, your boy, Sean.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Sean.
The best cast member of both 8-Bit Geek and 8-Bit Saga. Oh, and 8-Bit Brawl.
Okay.
Wow.
So that was a survey that you did, and you were the only person who
100%
voted.
100% of voters said Sean Pennis.
It was
2020.
It was one vote, and it was yourself.
Well, hey, you know what though? It was a tough call. It was very close. It could have been between me and everybody else.
Could have been anyone.
That's true.
It was a close race.
Got a point.
It came down to that final vote.
Well, what do you got for us this week?
So I recently bought a Quadro RTX 8000 for $5,500, you know, just trying to get my computer all up to snuff, you know?
That's a very expensive card. I think that's like an industrial card, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, here's my review that I left on Amazon.
Okay.
I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Decent card for Internet Explorer.
Oh god, this is 2019. Oh.
Well, yeah, this is a $5,500 card, man.
This is back in June.
I know, but I'm just that they're using Internet Explorer in 2019. It just baffles.
Does it? Was there something else I should be using? Don't answer. I'm gonna read my review. I found my computer was lagging when viewing certain sites like CNN and MSN. I updated my existing video drivers, the Intel HD 500, as my OEM, the Dell. I forgot what I wrote. As my OEM, Adele, suggested.
Adele, the singer?
Adele.
Nice.
Yeah. Adele.
Idina, Adela, and Zell from Frozen 2. Nothing seems to work, so I decided to bite the bullet and upgrade to a more business-type video card, as I typically review the business articles. You guys may not know this about me.
Traded in the women for business.
Who I can't the two be the same? After installing...
Wow.
Bravo.
After installing the new card, I found it difficult to find the appropriate adapter, as I still use a VGA monitor, as I prefer the analog approach, as it is impossible to hack.
Oh.
I'd used RCA, but that is not available on PCs.
Oh my god.
But it's how I connect everything else. My PS4, my Xbox One X, my Switch.
Stop it.
That took some modding. Thankfully, my local computer store, A1 Computers, sold a DisplayPort to VGA adapter and assured me that this was still using analog technology.
Sure.
Once installing the new card, I still had issues as the video output only came out the existing monitor port. Thankfully, after a couple hours on the phone with NVIDIA, I was able to get into the BIOS. BIOS?
The Bezos.
The Bezos. I was able to get into Jeff Bezos to change the primary display to be the PCIe port.
Okay.
I thought you guys were nerds. All right. I feel like certain applications seem faster. Specifically, Windows Calculator and Paint. Other applications like Minesweeper and Solitaire seem like they lag a little. But it could just be my imagination, or NVIDIA mentioned Microsoft may not be using the new Direct3D API.
Yep.
Overall, I'm very satisfied as both MSN and CNN seem to load much faster. I deducted a star because they should include more adapters in the box.
Mm-hmm.
The VGA.
Yep.
Which sometimes I call the vagina.
Oh, Liger. No.
Oh.
Damn it.
Oh, my. You dirty bird. Well, I'm glad that you're... Hey, stick around for a second. You may enjoy the friend that I am bringing in as well.
All right.
It's a draft in here.
Oh, no. Is this an anniversary show?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, fellas. What's going on?
Hey,
what's up? What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Sean?
Not much.
Hey, you still painting the pussy?
You know it. I paint those VGAs with my DisplayPort adapter. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Hey, what's up, Kev?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
That's Mark.
No, I know, but never mind. Hi, Mark, too. I've seen you, like, I saw you, like, last month. That was cool, right? That was, like, a while ago.
Sure. Okay. You still bald?
I mean, yeah, last time I checked.
Okay.
It's growing out a little bit on the sides. I'm gonna trim that.
Well, I'm just telling you right now that you need to use the product I gave you, okay?
It's a Wahlburgers condiment.
But it works. Ask my brothers.
Hey, you know how I sent you the lawnmower 2.0? You can also, you know, it's meant for your balls, but you can also use it on your head.
Just don't use it on your balls and then your head.
Why not?
It's the other way around. Okay.
Yeah. Well, stop. Start up top. Once. Start up top. Let it all fall down.
Started from the top. Now we hear.
Exactly. Anyway, I like to buy stuff, okay? And I got the money to do it. But there's one thing I like to buy. Weird. It's Verb shampoo, okay?
What?
And I bought this on Amazon. You wouldn't understand because you're poor, okay?
Damn.
That Verb it's expensive. Anyway, 5 stars. Love is a verb here in my room. That was punny.
God damn it.
As a guy, I've historically not given much consideration to my shampoo, okay? But this stuff is the bee's knees. My hair is like all kinds of soft and something, okay? I will report back on the smell after I convince a girl to smell my hair. Seems promising, though. The smell, not the girl. It's because I'm married, okay? Anyway, update goes, I got a girl to smell my hair. The feedback was positive. Also, got a number. I'm convinced that these are related, okay? Here's another update. From 2016. I first bought it back in 2014. Then I updated it. Anyway, updating again in 2016. This stuff should come with some kind of warning. Things have escalated with the girl. Now we're moving in together after 2 months. Am I really ready for domestication? Does anyone ever really know? And then I updated again, 2018. She said yes. I'm getting married, guys.
Again?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm going to do it right the first time.
I don't think, never mind.
Sure.
Anyway, I gotta get going, but it was awesome seeing you two, okay?
Yeah.
Does that mean that Rita or whatever her name is single now?
No, that's my baby boo.
Okay, well, I just thought maybe if you're getting married again. Unless you're doing like a sister wives sort of thing.
What's that?
Sister wives?
Is that where you get sisters as wives? Because I've done that.
Well, I'm just going to stop asking questions. I have your phone number, your home number. I'll just hit Rita up. Cool.
Yeah, just hit me up. Please. On my cell phone or my pager.
I don't know if her name is Rita. I forget what her name is. It's Rita, right?
If you want to reach me real quick, just use the pager number and turn it upside down so that way it says 911, okay? Or boobs. Gotta go. Bye.
Well, since everyone else is bringing in friends, I had someone special just waiting in the other room.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, it's just Ray, it looks like. Or Ray Durham.
Ray Durham? Wasn't that like a baseball player, like a pitcher?
That was Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. No, Bull was from Night Court. Ah, whatever. It's a big circle. So my friend here, we all know him. What's going on, yo?
Oh, what's up, Craig?
Long time no see. Yes. Craig, don't talk about my street name.
My government name.
My government name's Craig. Everyone else calls me Sweet Smooth Velvet.
What's up, Velvet Jones?
I just came here. I came out of nowhere because I wanted to tell people about these new bamboo sheets that I got.
Okay.
They feel so nice. Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to you about bamboo fabric. Now, my wife.
Wait, yes, you got married?
Well, sister wife kind of thing going on. You know, like,
all right. See, I know what you got going on.
Oh, hey, Sean. What's
hey, there's that sister thing coming up again.
Hey, Marky came back in the window.
Hey, what's going on? I was just peeking out.
Hey, Marky.
What's going up?
Well, check this out. My sister wife, she, goddamn, she's insane about bamboo. I don't know what it is with her. She's just insane that shit. When we had our kids, yes, we have kids, came with the sister wife. she got bamboo onesies for every one of them and little blankies. Now, as soon as I felt them, I realized the hype. Now, bamboo feels like butter dripping over a cherub's buttocks.
Oh, did someone say butter?
No, oh, no.
You guys left the door open. So we thought we'd see ourselves in.
Right.
Oh, hey. We start talking about butter.
Butter!
Hey, Perry.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Heard someone say butter?
Keep talking about the butter, man.
We want all the butter.
More butter talk.
Butter emails. Right.
Get out of here, Larry.
Well, right, I'm going. Shit.
Blair doesn't know shit anymore.
It smells really weird in here all of a sudden. Now, bamboo, though, let me tell you about this. It feels like French fries taste out of the fryer. You know?
Butter, French fries.
Now, bamboo. Bamboo feels like rayon. Jersey, microfiber, and silk had a child, and it was perfect. By the sheets, trust me. Was I paid for this review? No. I'm a 30-something-year-old
liar.
Man.
Liar.
I mean, there's a four in there somewhere. Might be in the front. Now, laying in my bed writing this from the everlasting comfort of these sheets. When I wait to enter the gates of heaven, I'm bringing my sheets because I'll need a backup of these sheets on this bougie. Now, let me give you the pros. Pros of this, the heavenly butter sheets.
Oh, oh, butter sheets. Oh, no. Oh, can I eat them? I just want to eat them.
Settle down, boys. Don't eat my sheets.
Butter sheets. What a great idea.
Man. They're just so cool to the touch, but keeps you even temperature-wise. They also, the another pro is hotel-style pillow pocket pillowcases.
More like a hot pocket. Okay.
Hot pocket pillows.
Butter soft.
Well, just keep talking about this butter. Yeah. I'm almost there.
I'm already there. I'm just swimming in my own butter at this point.
I'm going to edge you with butter, baby. Now, I'm just feeling like a regal king. Half the time, I wonder where the hanging grapes are above my head as I lay in the seats. Now, the cons? They ain't none.
Well, today, sir, there's one con. You said grape. Get out of here with that healthy shit.
Well, I'm going to go because, really, I think if someone lights a match, this place is going to blow. A lot of methane in this air.
Oh, that was fun.
Conversations.
Aww! All right, guys, listen, there's been the box office has been frozen.
God damn it.
I feel like you've already done that.
Uh-oh. Yep. Maybe it's I did
three
that.
3 weeks in a row.
3 weeks in a row.
Frozen is at the top of the box office for the third week in a row, making $35.2 million for a total of $338 million domestically. Knives Out has made a total of $63 million, so that's good. And yeah, we got big movies coming out this week: Jumanji, and then Star Wars. The following week, we're 2 weeks away from Star Wars, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be as cool as a cucumber.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how are you guys holding up? Like I'm worried about you guys. You guys gonna be all right?
I think we're fine. Since we're getting our weekly dose of The Mandalorian, I think we're good.
Nice.
Yeah, I think that's helping ease the pain of the movie. Of not being able to see it.
When that ends, you're still gonna have Mandalorian episodes. So I mean, it's not like you're gonna have a instant dry of dry spell of Star Wars.
God, I'm hoping to the heavens, and I'm praying that this movie redeems the second, and then just closes out the saga in a very nice way, mm-hmm. and satisfies everybody. Obviously, not everybody's going to be satisfied. I mean, hell, I saw the responses to the goddamn Ghostbuster trailer today, and I was like, man, this movie looks great. And then you hop on Twitter, and it's like, oh, it is another piece of shit movie. Someone forgot to add comedy to the movie, and I'm like, dude, this was like a fucking 1 minute teaser trailer. Like, yeah. Really?
People are idiots. I mean, it's Twitter. I mean, that's it's social media in general. You know, there's trolling or just people that you're not going to agree with. But I mean, it's like at the end of the day, they're going to go see it anyway. You know, we're all going to go see it and we're all going to, you know, have fun with it. It looks great. I liked it. I like the way it looks. And I love Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd can do no wrong in my eyes.
There's another math statistic I'm going to throw at you here, Kev. So go ahead and lean back. they say that only 8% of people are on Twitter.
Or Reddit, I thought it was.
Is it Reddit? I thought it was Twitter. So it's a very small portion of people, and it generally is filled with the people screaming that they hate stuff.
The people, you know, the people, what is it, idiots scream the loudest? I don't know. It's just, it's not very many. And you realize that when you start going out and actually experiencing life, when you go outside and you find out like there's a lot of different opinions out there as opposed to just Reddit being toxic and terrible. Like I said, Twitter can be the same.
Yeah. At least with Reddit, the toxic stuff gets pushed to the bottom.
Yeah.
And with Twitter, it's starting to do that too, because you only see the top most voted stuff or liked stuff. So, all right, let's get to the news. And I have some really bad news to share with people. If you didn't know, the original Big Bird puppeteer, Carol Spinney, has passed away at 85. Mm-hmm. And I bring it up, you know, generally we don't cover any kind of news here, but this was our childhoods. And we never even knew the man behind the mask. But this man brought so much joy and happiness to kids everywhere, and we learned lessons from him. We grew up with him. And if you have the time, there is a wonderful documentary that was done, and I believe it was called, is it Becoming Big Bird or Being Big Bird? What was it called?
I don't remember.
I'm going to look it up.
It used to be on Netflix, though. I don't know if it still is.
Big Bird documentary. I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney story. It came out in 2014, and you will. It's an hour and a half long, but it is absolutely fantastic. It's so good, and you should definitely go see it. He was just a light man, and provided some happiness for a whole bunch of people. So rest in peace, sir. And enjoy the Muppet heaven.
Yeah. He was hired personally by Jim Henson. That's pretty awesome, man. That's high praise. I mean, that's as good as it gets, you know, working for that company.
Your heart will hit the floor, man, when Big Bird delivered a speech at Jim Henson's fucking
funeral,
yeah.
Also, didn't mention, but he also voiced Oscar the Grouch, which is awesome, too. It's kind of funny that he had one of the most positive and one of the most negative characters in the show, you know, and kind of got both sides of it.
Yeah, very true. The Golden Globes, the nominations have been announced, and there was a lot of backlash, as there were so many snubs. And, you know, just last week I said I would be so surprised if Shia LaBeouf wouldn't get nominated or anything. And he, nothing, completely snubbed from the Golden Globes. I mean, there's still a chance that he'll get at least a nomination for an Oscar. But generally, the rule of thumb is that the Oscars follow what the Golden Globes do. You know, generally, whoever wins the Golden Globes will end up winning the Oscar. Generally. But yeah, there was a lot of Netflix dominated. Apple got its first Golden Globe nomination. The Irishman got five nominations, which is very strange because people, it was really mixed reviews on The Irishman.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard it was kind of boring.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a Scorsese film and it's like 3.5 hours, so you can't keep it going like that whole time. But
and they said that since it wasn't like a big budget movie, like Hollywood movie, and going to the theaters, they didn't spend a lot on the de-aging process. So everything looks really strange and weird. And
yeah, I guess there's like some flashbacks or some shit where he's supposed to be like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but it was still acted by him. And that like, it's not a body double that they just didn't put like a face on, which they do a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. It's just, so they're like, he walks like an 80-year-old man. Like, he looks like an old man, even though he's supposed to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why? He still sounds like himself at like as an older man. I mean, I can see the same thing happening.
He
like,
even change his voice?
Yeah. Like, Pacino, you know, could you imagine trying to get Pacino now to do a flashback scene of young Pacino?
God,
that sounds nothing the same.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now he's all down here.
Sorry, that was Sullivan. I went into Sullivan from fucking Uncharted.
Nate!
Over here!
Yeah. So, kind of strange. Also, there were no female directors nominated this year, so that got a lot of backlash as well.
Yeah, a lot of people really mad that that Todd Phillips got a nom for Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to assume that those are people who didn't see Joker.
Yeah.
From what I heard, he got critical acclaim. Why would it not be nominated?
Exactly. I mean, because people gonna people.
People are gonna people.
Because they, yeah, you're right. They probably haven't seen it and they just think it's Joker, so they think it's just some comic book movie.
Well, and all the, remember when it was coming out, all the people were like, oh, great, another story of a white man who snaps and goes on a killing spree. Great, that's just what the world needs. And it's like, oh, it's so much more than that. I'm like, I mean, yeah, that's kind of what happens, but it's not, I mean, you're not cheering for this guy. Like, you are, it's not like he's some, like, anti-hero, like, oh, man, but, you know, society just didn't understand. No. I mean, true, but also, society was not equipped. Mm-hmm. At the time that this takes place, like, I don't know, I don't think it was what people thought it was, the people that were complaining about it was gonna be like, or about,
yeah,
you know. And that's why they put cops in the theaters, because they're so worried about, like,
yeah, I mean, good
people
reason.
Being inspired by it. I mean, yeah, even not inspired by this movie. Like, it's not, it does not praise him or his actions in any way.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we got. I'm putting this here because it's movie news. It's related to games, but it's a very weird cross promotion. Fortnite will be showing off a scene from Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker December 14th, and it'll be at Risky Reels. And it'll play for 30 minutes, and the doors open at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And J.J. Abrams is also set to make an in-game appearance to introduce the clip.
Somebody's going to snipe him.
It's so weird, man. Like, it's almost like we're living in the Matrix or, like, the VR world.
This is Second Life, or, man.
Ready Player One is, like, becoming reality where... we're doing a clip inside of a game.
The Oasis.
Yeah, it's so strange, but I guess when you have that big of a fan base, I mean, you can get away with doing it. Like, you know, it just reminds me, they did that a couple concerts now already in Fortnite. It's just, it's really strange, but I almost want to log in just to watch it, just to see it, just to be like, okay, let's check it out.
I don't want to spoil 30 minutes of the movie. Get the fuck out of here.
Does everyone go into passive mode, or is it just everyone just has this unwritten rule of they won't fuck with each other? So
no, you go into passive mode when you go into the area, so you can't die.
Okay. So you just have to get to the area somehow.
But it's not. It's only a clip. It'll be shown, like, I think they're going to do it on repeat for 30 minutes.
Well, it says no, it's 30 minutes after the doors open.
Okay.
So that means it's just going to give people enough time to get fully in.
And they'll probably be like a interview or a 30-minute like talk session with J.J. Abrams or some shit.
Yeah.
No.
Probably
not that. They just recorded him going like, hey, everyone, thank you so much for coming out today. This is a scene from Rise of Skywalker in theaters December 20th. Okay, enjoy, have fun. And then his character's going to do the stupid Fortnite dance thing that everyone knows. And then
he's out. How crazy would it be, though, if they treated it like a Comic-Con and they had the cast come out and sit down and talk?
Maybe better J.J. Abrams afterwards is like, we need a fourth. Anyone want to get picked up?
Oh, gosh. In no duh news this week, Warner Brothers has officially announced Shazam 2.
Good.
Yep. So there's that.
Okay.
And we're also getting a new Planet of the Apes movie. Yep, that's exactly the response I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't they so this is not going to be, it says, will it be another reboot? Because they finished out that trilogy, didn't they?
Yep.
Did they finish the story at that? Because I didn't see the third one. I've only seen the first one.
Yep.
Okay. Well, then what the fuck?
But listen.
You've only seen the first one?
Yeah, we've been meaning to go watch
the second one. The second one
was the best.
Yeah. Well, I was late to the game, so we watched the first one on one of the plexes, and then we just never got around to the second one.
You need to.
Nice.
If you want, you can buy it from me.
I liked it in the first one. It had Draco Malfoy in it. Mm-hmm. And he was a douchebag in that too.
Yep.
Like, all right, you still a douche. Oh, you still a douche. But then he was on Flash, and it was like, oh, you still a douche. Oh, but I like you. By the time you leave the show, bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they haven't brought him back. He's one of the best fucking additions to that cast.
Yeah, seriously. He actually had acting chops. I watched the first episode of Crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, and I remember why I don't watch Supergirl anymore. It's like, fuck. All right, let's get into some gaming news and something that Doug has been looking forward to talking about. He was like, fuck, man, can we just talk about this in chat? And I was like, no, save it for the show. Dr. Disrespect is creating a TV show.
Doug, how excited are you?
Yeah. Doug?
Did we lose Doug?
Doug, you there?
His cam froze.
Huh?
Hello? So the series will focus on how the Doctor became the Doctor. It'll explore the character's backstory. And Skybound is the one putting this out. And the CEO, David Alpert, says in a statement, there's lots of incredible, talented streamers, but there's something special about what Guy has done in creating this character.
He fucked someone else other than his wife.
Hey, that's his character who did that, not him. Thank you. We really believe there's a unique world around the Doctor.
Yeah, he fucked someone else other than his wife.
Once again, he was in character. Okay? He plays the part. He lives it day in, day out. What do you expect?
You can't even grow a real mullet.
Jeff Fu says, how else you got to get that disrespect?
He's got you.
He got you there.
He got him.
Got him.
Oh. No,
it's in his name. I mean, Jesus. I guess you got to do what you got to do to live up to that title.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't put the pieces together until just now.
Yeah. Seriously, now it all makes sense. Like, hey, I'm at a convention. I've got my camera out. We're going to stream. I'm going to walk in. Into the bathroom. Oh, there's someone's dick. Disrespect.
You just got disrespected. And it popped up on the screen.
Bam.
I hope that's the show. We're going to explore the backstory.
It's pranked, but yeah, disrespected.
You just got disrespected.
You got disrespected.
Or not pranked, punked.
Oh, my gosh. Punking. I want to see that show where he goes around punking all other streamers.
Yeah.
You know, he'd swat somebody. And
then
he's standing over the body. You just got disrespected.
it starts innocent. It's just like they just sent 200 pizzas to my house. Like, ding dong. Yeah, you just got disrespected. and then it goes up from there.
Yeah, he goes to a streamer's house. He's streaming, and then like he jacks up the car, takes all the tires off, leaves them on cinder blocks, and then sends a photo. Disrespected.
Exactly. I don't know. I was thinking like, oh, it's like a female streamer or whatever, and he flashes up a picture of boobs behind her, and her channel gets banned, and he's like disrespected. Like not her boobs, but just boobs in general, and then her channel gets disrespected.
We got it. We got all these ideas, man. Kev,
we're
what do you got?
Feeding. Why are we feeding him?
Kev, what do you got?
That's a good idea.
I mean, these are all pretty terrible ideas. I mean, they're great ideas, but terrible because he would probably do them for real.
Oh my God. He takes a streamer and he calls up a CGI house and it makes it look like there's a domestic abuse case and gets the guy arrested and put into jail. This is the long con. He actually goes to court and testifies against him. And he was like, yeah, I was there. Blah, blah, blah. Dude gets 5 years to life. He goes and visits him in the gym. And then the camera crew comes out and goes, disrespected.
While he's fucking that guy's wife. Or his character is.
Yeah, that's what happens. So the guy's in prison for years. Dr. Disrespect steps in and becomes new dad.
Disrespected.
This goes on for 20 years. They've now built a new life and family together.
And then the guy gets released from jail, comes home.
Yeah.
And then he goes, disrespected.
Disrespected.
Drops down to his knees.
This show is going to have a 30-year run. It's going to beat The Simpsons.
And he's going to look old as fuck, but he's still going to have the same shitty fucking wig.
Oh, so man.
Gray Fox, and it's just gonna be the same. It's just gonna have like weird parts in it.
I mean, you could do so much. Burn down someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't think any of this is legal, by the way.
Right, but it's real disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so Switch will just ban him for 20 days.
So he goes and cuts the wires at a Metallica concert. That's for the that you know that's when
respectful.
Wow. Jim's done.
No, oh, that was too good. All right. Let's move on to the next story before we lose people. Yeah. All that.
Oh, man, I really like him. I'm offended.
Yeah.
I can no longer listen to this show.
And then when you made the joke about Metallica, then we just lost a huge portion too.
Yeah, everyone else left.
Dr. Disrespect was in our stream and they started playing like one solitary tear was rolling down his cheek.
These guys have the best idea. I'm gonna hire them and bring them on to be a part of the creative staff of my show. This is amazing. Holy shit. Oh no, sir.
No, oh, no. And then we all quit our jobs. We all move to wherever. And then as soon as we get on day one, he has a camera crew filming us. And then he's like, you motherfuckers got disrespected.
You're fired.
Fired.
Yeah. We left disrespected. We left our lives behind to do this.
And then he goes, yeah, so did Sean's wife until I took her. He's got 20 to life. What do you want? Disrespected. Oh my goodness. All right, so Sony's hosting a State of Play show next week.
Oh shit.
Uh-huh. And they didn't give it looks like it'll be December 10th. Oh.
That's
today.
Oh shit, that's today. Hey guys. Hey, listen. Whew. If you're listening to us now live as we're recording this, is tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
At
this is going to be Tuesday morning.
Tomorrow.
Tuesday morning, December 10th.
Oh, it's 6 a.m. Okay.
6 a.m.
I thought that said 6 p.m. because that's all the Pacific time.
So it'll
time.
Be 8 a.m. Central time.
Yeah, 8 a.m. Central, 9.
Damn, that's early. And Sony is promising 20 minutes of news, game reveals, and updates. So,
okay.
Cool. All
right. I'm down with that. Give me some shit.
Give it. Give it.
Give it. Give it. Give me what I want.
Give it. Two gay. Mm. 2K.
I thought you said two gate at first, but then I realized what you thought you said. Two gay games.
You know what? That would go. Listen, I think that should actually be formed. representation. Let's see. 2K Games has revealed a new studio called Cloud Chamber, and they're working on a fourth BioShock game. Wait, why'd you say it like that, Kev?
What the fuck, Kev?
I want to be excited. No, I really do want to be excited about this because I love BioShock.
Kev, when if
not having any of the original people working on it just feels like it's kind of just taking its side. Like they're fucking Konami-ing it, you know, with Metal Gear. It's like doing Metal Gear without Kojima. Is doing like BioShock without Levine.
I don't know. I could see where you're coming from, but also at the same time, I don't think that they would put out a BioShock game without it being, without the promise of it being good, because it holds such a high standard in the gaming industry.
It does.
So I would think that they wouldn't be out to screw it up, you know?
Well, I mean, of course, I don't think any game's made to be screwed up. It's just, you know, I think I would just, like Link says in the chat, he's just curious about the studio's pedigree. I am too. You know, this is a brand new studio. Mm-hmm. Or this, you know, it's, I want to know more about them before I guess I'll reach my final judgment. I'm just nervous because I love BioShock. It holds such a special place in my heart. It's one of my favorite franchises of this generation. And it's, you know, I just want to make sure it's done right. You know, we saw Mass Effect come back and how disappointing Andromeda was. And then we saw other games like that come back. I mean, and just,
I don't know. There are times that where studios may change direction or pull in new game directors and developers or whatever to do it, and they do it all right. I mean, the example I have is Uncharted. Uncharted 4, Amy Hennig had done 1, 2, and 3, and she did not do 4. She mm-hmm. left Naughty Dog before 4 came out.
That and
was
you know
done
what?
By,
that was to work on 1313, I think.
Yeah, she went to go do that, which is crazy because she worked on that with... no, I don't think it was... It wasn't 1313, it was another game. It was because it was Fall of Jedi and Apprentice, and that was supposed to star Nolan North and Troy Baker.
Yeah,
Neil Druckmann. This is what Ryan said.
And you know what? The fourth one was the best one.
And 4 was really good.
Mm-hmm.
2 is the best one. But 4 is also really fucking good. Troy, the whole dynamic between Troy or Sam and Nate was real good. But yeah, no, 2 is real good though. 2 had a really great story and some really fucking awesome cinematic moments. Jesus Christ, the train.
That was good, yeah. The train was good.
But still, 4 was good. 4 was a great fucking game, and you know that's one where again the creator left,
mm-hmm.
and it was picked up by someone else, and it was done very well. I mean, granted, it was still Naughty Dog, so obviously it was still going to be good, but
yeah. But you're thinking
story wise, yeah. So yeah. I don't know, like, but I also agree, you know, what you're saying about like Mass Effect. I mean, there's definitely examples where shit has gone south. But mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a wait and see kind of person. I'm excited for this. I like mm-hmm. BioShock, and the whole idea, especially with 3 with Infinite. You know, it's like, well, let's get them out of the sea and let's take them to the clouds, and like how that changed everything. Like that could have been a completely different studio. It wasn't, but you know what I mean. Like that's how it could have been. You know what I mean? Like. This next crew can just be like, well, we did the sea, we did the sky, now we're gonna do space or land, or you know, it's just something like we're gonna go somewhere else in another one of these cities.
I hope it's water in space.
Water in space. Solar clouds.
Ice
clouds in space.
Ice clouds in space. Water that becomes ice in space.
Well, so I don't know.
Okay. On the moon. See.
Now, I've heard that like, apparently this game's not coming for a long time.
Yeah, they're still working on it. Yeah, I would assume
so. The studio literally just, like, I'm looking up the history of the studio. No, they were created 14 hours or created like a day or two ago.
But they were working on a BioShock game for about 5 years and it didn't go anywhere. So that's some other news that came out. So I guess this is going to be another restart and try something else. And yeah, they said that it'll be years before we see it. So
I mean, I hope it's good. I really do. Because like I said, I'd like to continue playing BioShock. I thought they were fantastic.
It's always funny. This photo that we're looking at for the news article, it's the one with the Big Daddy standing in the water. And his helmet always reminds me of Bomberman. The eyes.
I can see that. Yeah, yeah. I never. Now I can't unsee that. Thank
you.
You
cannot unsee it.
Bomberman is Big Daddy. Spoiler alert.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So guess what, Kev? This news article I put in for you because you're the only one who plays it in the world.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't play this game? You don't play Call of Duty, the new one?
Oh wait, no. I, for some reason, I thought because it said battle. Never mind. I'll let you tell the story. Because I read ahead and I thought you were talking about the mobile version. Because they just released a mobile, Call of Duty mobile.
No, this one is for data miners have found Battle Royale. So yeah. Your Modern Warfare is getting one, buddy.
They were talking about this for, it was rumored that it's rumored. Gonna be bigger, that yeah. It's going to be 200 players. Which yeah. is insane. And the map's going to be big enough to support that. So yeah, Raven is supposed to be working on it.
There's a Reddit user... NateBerg3 posted a video of him hovering over a giant map that isn't in the game, and he was loading into a Spec Ops match when he was transported atop of it. So, yeah, nice. Everything checks out. Locations match up from what the data miners pulled, and it looks like it's coming. So you're cool. going to get a Battle Royale mode.
Probably be next season because this season just started. I bet they would introduce it either next season or a couple of seasons down.
Link but asks.
I'm loving it.
Link asks, why? Money. Money.
Yeah. Money.
Battle Royale because... games are still really big.
Yeah, because how are you going to pull people away from Fortnite and or, well, I don't know if Black Ops thing is still a thing or Apex Legends.
Yeah, Black Ops Blackout mode is still, yeah. I would say that's the best one out, to be honest. Yeah. Apex Legends is right behind it.
Yeah. I'd go, I'd go Apex, then I'd go the Fork Nikes, and then I'd go the Blackout.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking of like simulation ones. So yeah, Apex, or I guess you know like first person ones. So,
yeah, and I think they're doing it in the way that's smart, like Doug said. I think they royally screwed it up last time. With launching it at launch. I think that this way you get everybody into the multiplayer, they play it until they get burnt out, and then they release the Battle Royale and it brings everyone back in again.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, that's how you do it. That's why they keep releasing map packs and everything like that to keep people engaged.
You're a map pack.
Oh, Doug, Hip Hop Born.
My heart's not in it, Kev. I'm sorry.
That's a sad Hip Hop Horn.
No, I love this new Call of Duty, though. I really do. I'm into it, man. And I hope they get more and more content because it's really fun.
Guess what, guys? Galaxy 2.0, the GOG new browser game launcher, is now open beta to everyone. So if nice. You would like to try this out and be a part of the beta testers, you can actually go download it now. No invite code needed, nothing. What it does is it pulls in all of your game libraries from all these different launchers. It adds them into one where you can see all your games that are installed across your PC. You can launch them and you can hit the button that says update, but it will launch the launcher as of right now. Mm-hmm. They did just have a update that allows you to see what friends are online through each launcher as well. So now you can have a unified friends list. The chat, unified chat is coming, and a whole bunch of other options are coming as well as they build it out. So
it's really pretty. I will say I haven't used it really that much, mostly because I haven't really been playing a whole lot of stuff. And the games I have been playing, like, I have desktop shortcuts, so I don't have to open a launcher anyways. Except for the coin game. That one
yeah,
I do
I see you on that every night.
Yeah, I listen to an audiobook, and I sit in a virtual arcade and play games.
There you go, man. Do you, boo-boo?
Yeah, it's how I unwind.
Mm-hmm. And that's it for the show. That's all the news I got.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Nice.
That's it.
Good, good boys.
Stay tuned for after the party, because after the party is the after party. And if you have any cues, we're going to stick them with our A's. So stay tuned for that. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.
You've just been disrespected.